Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a contemporary of Norm Hitzke's who wants to say goodbye and pay tribute to Norm as Norm retires today after 48 years in talk radio. It's our old friend, draft expert, Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
What a legend, a total legend. Norm Hitzke's retiring.
Yep.
I can't believe it. You know, he retired before me. We always used to talk about which one of us is going to retire first. And I always thought it would be me, but it turns out it's going to be the Norm.
The Norm.
And we go way back. I have known Norm since we were both New York media types in the 1970s.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We used to spend every Saturday night drinking at Chumley's Tavern in the Village.
Ah, yes.
Laughing about the Son of Sam.
Laughing?
Norm was such a hoot. Oh, man, he had a great David Berkowitz routine.
Routine?
You ought to ask him sometime to do his out-of-breath Son of Sam buying a sandwich from a black guy and a Pakistani. It's hilarious. I'm not sure if it holds up, but it was hilarious then.
Yeah, back then I'm sure it was funny.
Also, you ought to ask him about the time we betted these two consumptive identical twins and the coughing fit they had and the confusion over the blood on the sheets. It's just a lot of stories, come back to mind.
It doesn't sound like fun, but
when you look back over the careers that we've had together. But Norm and I don't know if people know this, but Norm and I love to gamble.
Yes, everybody knows that.
But we were very different gamblers, whereas I lost 97% of my money gambling.
Uh-huh.
Norm lost 98% of his. So, totally different gamblers.
Totally different types of gamblers.
But Norm, seriously, is a genuinely nice person. As you guys know, working with him as long as you have, I remember one time Norm and I were having dinner with a couple mobsters in Little Italy, and and Norm ordered a steak medium rare, and the waitress brought it out, and it was well done. And Norm was so nice. He gently cut her pinky off before politely sending the steak back.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just a touch of class that you don't normally associate with degenerate gamblers.
Jeez.
But hey, listen, I've got someone else here who I'm talking with about some sort, and they want to say a little something about Norm. Okay, hold on just a second.
All right.
Yeah, just talk to him. It's Muses in the Dallas. All right. Hello. Hello.
Jerry?
Good morning, man.
Oh.
Wow.
Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, man. I'm just sitting here with Ribby Paltz and talking about sports and everything, and he just told me that he reminded me that I'm going to be on with Norm a little bit later today.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, Norm, I'm going to say some of this to him later today, but he's just given me so much good advice over the years. Been such a dear friend. He taught me how to have a tough skin. He told me, he said, don't let anybody get to you when they do the fake you. That has really worked out for me.
Wow.
Because I've heard y'all do fake me before, and I get a little salty.
Yeah, it gets a little out there sometimes.
Deception.
But he taught me that, and he taught me the alphabet trick that the ladies like, and, you know, just a lot of stuff. But he gave me a great piece of advice when I bought the Cowboys and moved my young kids to Dallas. He said, have an out-of-wedlock baby with airline personnel.
Unbelievable.
That was his advice.
He did. That was the first thing he said to me, and I always appreciated that. Because there weren't many people that were taking me aside saying that to me at the time. But that candor and that specificity and the positive impact he has made with not only his positivity but also his impact. I mean, it truly is a legendary broadcaster.
Legendary,
you know?
Yeah.
And all of us here at the Cowboys are collectors of all his opinions, and we just love him. He's the best, and I speak for my family, particularly Stephen and Charlotte and Stephen, when I say that we're going to miss him. Dallas Radio has had Norm for 48 years, and in that time, the Cowboys have won, I think, about 4 Super Bowls. So let's hope that now that his ass is out the door, we'll win a few more. And many people know that I'm, I think many people don't know that I'm a more successful caterer than I am at footballing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been very successful.
Hospitality makes a lot of money. And we do the catering for a lot of stadiums and stuff. But many people don't know that I named that after Norm because he is such a legend.
Legend,
I named
yeah.
Legend's Hospitality after him.
Well, sure that's true, but okay.
Norm, you are truly a pioneer of the sports talk, and we, along with Billy Squire, think that you are irreplaceable. So, God bless you, Norm. No funeral, and I'll talk to you in about an hour or so.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't expect him to get so choked up.
Thanks for calling, Jerry. Appreciate that.